In the aftermath of World War II, Silicon Valley stocked up on all sorts of German technology. After all, the Germans were hardly in a position at that time to defend their patents in the United States. Take the magnetophone, a reel-to-reel magnetic tape recorder developed in the 1930s to broadcast Nazi propaganda, and German crooners like Rudi Schulika and his singers serving up ditties like Oh Aha. The sound was warm and rich, unlike anything in the U.S., where wax cylinder recordings were so poor, radio broadcasters insisted on live performances only. An American serviceman brought a couple of magnetophones home to the Bay Area and soon won his first customer, a radio celebrity sick and tired of performing live every time, the singer Bing Crosby. Here he is in a recording session.
Shades of night are falling. Where the hell were you that time? Go again. Shades of night are falling as the winds begin to sigh.
Crosby loved the ability to record multiple takes and paste together the good bits. He was so smitten, he gave a startup south of San Francisco called Ampex $50,000 to make more of these magnetophones. Henry Lowood is a curator at Stanford University, now home to the Ampex archives. Lowood says Bing Crosby was an early venture capitalist.
He became very interested in promoting the technology and developing it.
Today, Stanford's Green Library houses the first reel-to-reel machine to go into regular broadcast service in the U.S. in 1948. The Ampex Model 200A is as big as a dishwasher, and it's safely stowed in a big glass case. But Lowood says he heard this 200A play not too long ago.
Kind of revises your opinion about, you know, this kind of old technology and how it relates to our contemporary audio technologies with compression and all of the other things that we accept when we listen to, say, music.
In the 1950s, Ampex produced the first video recorder. Not long after, engineer Fred Foest demonstrated the technology to CBS executives for the first time. In an interview with the Audio Engineering Society, Foest recalled how he recorded one of the executives giving a speech, and then
I rewound the tape and played it back, and there was total silence for probably 10 seconds, at which time they realized what was happening, and the clapping and shouting and foot stamping.
The team that produced that videotape recorder included Ray Dolby, one of several Ampex employees who went on to start landmark Silicon Valley firms. Others include Atari, Oracle, and Memorex. Again, Henry Lowood.
In a way, Ampex was not only the first sort of entertainment technology company in Silicon Valley, it was also probably the first company to generate this culture of employees moving on to found other companies. That became a real characteristic of the Valley later.
Decades into the digital age, audio and videotape machines gather dust in basements and back rooms. But they launched two revolutions, and should you plug them in today, they might still play. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
Who knows how much I love you? You do.